Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy with flurries late and a low of 22. While removing snow from your driveways and sidewalks, you should also think about moving snow away from your natural gas meter. Brian Manthe of We Energy says while keeping snow and ice from damaging the meter, clearing away the snow will also help if a repair becomes necessary. He said you should carefully remove the snow from the meter and take particular care if you're using a snowplow or a snow blower, noting a gas meter was hit during Monday's storm in Racine. Also pay attention to the intake and exhaust pipes for high-efficiency furnaces, which are often located near the ground.
Because if you have snow that builds up or ice, you can back up the carbon monoxide into your home, right back into the furnace. It certainly at least will make the furnace run inefficiently. It could also lead to carbon monoxide buildups.
Manthe says if the power goes out and you decide to use a generator, make sure it's placed outdoors and not in an attached garage, which could also allow the exhaust to enter your home and lead to a dangerous buildup of carbon monoxide. Early this morning, a Southeastside Kenosha woman and her daughters showed up at the emergency room of Kenosha Medical Center complaining of headaches while stating that her husband and one-month-old son were still at home. Paramedics were sent to 86th and Sheridan on the possibility of a carbon monoxide problem and found the child was lethargic. He and the father were taken to the hospital for attention. We Energies immediately dispatched a service technician to look at the situation. Racine's Splash and Dash into Lake Michigan from North Beach started on January 1, 1990, with eight firefighters trying to help a local family back on their feet after a devastating fire. And as the old saying goes, it's taken on a life of its own, including this Friday's event starting at noon. On WRJN's Community Conversations, one of the organizers, Jason Greenwood, said it's still about helping others in the community through fundraising and donations. Noting predicted sub-freezing conditions this Friday morning, Greenwood remembers one year a hole had to be cut in the ice to give participants a chance to say they went in.
We actually jumped off the ice shelf. And when you jumped off the shelf, the water was up to just your chest. So then we had about six guys down there. We all jumped in the water, and we're, like, pulling each other out. And I came out. I was full of blood, just getting cut up on all the ice and everything. But that was the worst year.
Hundreds of participants start their new year by dashing into Lake Michigan, while hundreds more come to North Beach to witness the bone-chilling event. Past donations have led to buying smoke detectors for homes, money for homeless shelters, and shelf stocking for food pantries, more than $20,000 raised in each of the last 3 years. Kenosha's annual polar plunge, weather permitting, goes on at 11 a.m. Friday at Simmons Island Beach. The Racine Unified School Board, prior to the end of March, will receive an administrative presentation detailing referendum money spent so far on new buildings, maintenance, technology, and safety, including unspent money through board action, as well as any future known expenditures that are being considered. Dennis Weiser brought it up at the most recent board meeting, noting that $128 million over 15 years is a sizable chunk of change given to us by the community. Weiser feels an understanding of the referendum finances would be helpful because of what could be significant cost-related future issues, citing career academies as one example.
That we haven't talked about, we haven't thought about, we haven't thought about budgets for. If you think about the presentation going into career academies, a high school in southeast Wisconsin just put on an addition to teach industrial experiences to kids. The cost of the addition was $2 million. We need to be aware that this career academy approach is going to cost money. We need to make sure that we have appropriate funds set aside for it.
Weiser noted that referendum-related costs will keep coming to the board month after month, and in his words, it doesn't hurt to keep an eye on this, while acknowledging future cost issues from administration may have some politically sensitive components. A new study challenges the notion that political lawn signs influence elections. The study by Science Direct found that signs that seem to sprout up in nearly every yard during election seasons in Wisconsin and elsewhere boost voter shares by less than 2 percentage points. Researchers called it greater than zero, but unlikely to alter the outcome of elections. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.